Good morning. It's April 4th, and this is your daily brief in tech. Here's everything you need to know. In the wake of a major earthquake in Taiwan, the tech world holds its breath as the Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, or TSMC, a cornerstone of global semiconductor production, scrambles to get back on its feet. This incident has thrown a spotlight on the vulnerabilities of concentrating such a critical industry in a region that's both geopolitically tense and prone to natural disasters. TSMC isn't just any company. It's the powerhouse behind 90% of the world's most advanced semiconductor chips. The earthquake's toll on its facilities has directly impacted production, raising alarms about the supply of these essential components that power everything from smartphones to cars. In response to this wake-up call, there's a global push to decentralize the semiconductor industry. The United States, aiming to reclaim its leadership in chip manufacturing, has earmarked over $200 billion for this purpose. Meanwhile, TSMC itself is spreading its wings, announcing plans for new semiconductor fabrication plants in Japan, Germany, and the United States. The tech industry is now on high alert, closely monitoring how this disruption might ripple through the global economy. The specific types of chip manufacturing affected will dictate the extent of the impact. This incident has not only highlighted the risks of putting all our chips in one basket, geographically speaking, but also accelerated discussions on diversifying production sites and enhancing disaster preparedness strategies within the tech sector and beyond. As Taiwan and the world reflect on this event, the conversation turns to not just recovery, but resilience and rethinking the future of chip manufacturing. Tesla Inc., the electric vehicle giant led by Elon Musk, has hit a roadblock, reporting a decline in vehicle deliveries for the first quarter of year 2024. This marks the first negative year-over-year growth since 2020, with the company delivering only 387,000 vehicles, missing analyst forecasts by 70,000. This 8.5% drop from the previous year has sent shockwaves through the market, with Tesla's stock falling nearly 6% in pre-market trading. Investors are now questioning the company's premium valuation amidst increasing competition, especially from China, and a series of operational challenges. Among the hurdles Tesla faced this quarter were production issues at its Fremont factory and disruptions from the Red Sea conflict, alongside an arson attack at Gigafactory Berlin. These incidents, combined with challenges in the rollout of the Cybertruck, including reports of vehicle defects and rust, have contributed to the delivery shortfall. Additionally, a new requirement for staff to demonstrate the full self-driving capability is expected to create further delivery bottlenecks. The company's struggle is not just about meeting delivery numbers, it's also losing market share in China, a key market for electric vehicles. This comes at a time when the overall EV market is experiencing pressure, with supply outpacing demand. With short interest in the stock rising, there's speculation about a further drop in Tesla's stock price. Despite these challenges, Tesla's valuation remains high, prompting concerns about whether it can justify its market worth. The company is slated to report its financial results for the first quarter on April 23rd. With analysts eyeing earnings of 60 cents per share on revenue of $24.067 billion. Meanwhile, competition heats up as Chinese EV maker BYD gears up to launch its first all-electric pickup truck by the end of 2024, adding to the pressure on Tesla. As of the last check, TSLA shares have seen a slight uptick, trading higher by 0.79% at $169.74, but the road ahead appears challenging for the EV pioneer. In an unprecedented move, President Biden has directed NASA to chart new territory in space exploration by establishing a coordinated lunar time zone for the moon by the end of 2026. This initiative not only marks a significant step forward in lunar exploration, but also sets the stage for international cooperation in space. The creation of a coordinated lunar time, LTC zone, is a response to the unique challenge of time moving slightly faster on the moon due to its weaker gravity. This new time standard will be aligned with Earth's timekeeping systems while accounting for these differences. It's a crucial development as part of NASA's Artemis program, which has ambitious goals to return humans to the moon, including a crewed mission in 2025 and a subsequent lunar landing in 2026. The establishment of a standardized lunar time zone is expected to revolutionize the way spacecraft operations and communications are conducted. By ensuring precise timing across all missions, this initiative promises to enhance the efficiency and safety of lunar exploration. It also paves the way for sustained human presence on the moon and strengthens international partnerships in space exploration. The LTC will work in cooperation with other government departments and international partners, highlighting the collaborative effort required to push the boundaries of what's possible in space. In a sudden turn of events that left millions temporarily disconnected, Meta's powerhouse trio of social media platforms, Facebook, WhatsApp, and Instagram, faced a global outage on April 3, 2024. The disruption, triggered by complications with the company's ads transparency tools, began unfolding at 1800 GMT, ushering in a wave of uncertainty across the digital landscape. The outage, pinpointed to issues within Meta's business and cloud API services as well as its user-tracking ad technology, cast a shadow over the day's digital communications. Notably, while Facebook and WhatsApp saw a return to functionality by 2100 GMT, Instagram lagged behind, struggling with persistent issues. The digital hiccup didn't go unnoticed. A staggering 21,269 complaints flooded in for WhatsApp alone, with a significant number of these grievances coming from mobile app users. The impact was felt most acutely in several major U.S. cities, including Dallas, Houston, and Los Angeles, where a flurry of reports highlighted the extent of the disruption. For those caught in the digital blackout, the outage meant at least 2.5 hours of messaging mayhem and access issues, marking a notable interruption in Meta's typically seamless service. This April outage echoes a similar incident from early March, underscoring a vulnerable streak in Meta's operations. As Meta scrambles to rectify the fallout, the company has issued a statement acknowledging the problem and is urging users to keep an eye on news updates for further developments. This recent outage serves as a stark reminder of the intricate web of technology that underpins our daily digital interactions and the ripple effects that can emerge from even brief disruptions. In a move driven by customer feedback, Amazon is pivoting its approach to checkout technology in its grocery stores. The tech giant has decided to replace its Just Walk Out technology with smart carts in more than half of its Amazon Fresh locations across the U.S. This change is a direct response to shoppers' concerns over delayed receipts and their preference for immediate updates on spending. Amazon's innovative smart carts, known as Amazon Dash Carts, are designed to enhance the shopping experience by allowing customers to scan items as they add them to their carts. This not only provides a real-time running total, but also enables a checkout-free experience, thanks to the integration of computer vision and sensor fusion technologies. The decision to switch to smart carts will affect 27 of the 40 Amazon Fresh stores in the country. Despite this shift, Amazon's Just Walk Out technology will not disappear from the retail landscape. It will continue to be a feature in Amazon Go stores and will be available to third-party retailers. Furthermore, the responsibility for the sales efforts of this technology has been transferred to Amazon Web Services. This strategic adjustment underscores Amazon's commitment to listening to its customers and adapting its services to meet their needs. It also highlights the company's ambition to secure a significant foothold in the grocery market by leveraging technology to streamline the shopping experience. This has been your daily brief in tech. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.